Hi, Steve Pomerantz here, host of On the Money with today's On the Money Extra, where we feature market updates and insights as well as guest interviews with noted financial experts to help you stay informed and learn the facts to make the right decisions about money. So let's get started. With over 28 years of industry experience, Scott Collier has become a highly respected fixed income strategist and investment counselor, and he is CEO and Chief Investment Officer of AAM. And I've invited him here today to talk about the municipal bond market and maybe a little bit about the stock market later on. Welcome back to the show, Scott.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
A lot of our listeners may own municipal bonds, or they may have mutual funds with municipal bonds. And early in my career, I was very involved in the municipal bond market. Municipal bond markets, municipal bonds are those that pay interest that are tax-free. What is the current state of the muni market? Tell us where yields are right now based upon certain maturities.
Sure. Overall, the municipal market is very healthy right now. We would note that since 2008, 2009, municipalities have had increasing tax receipts, increasing revenues. So their debt coverage, or the quality of the bond that you're buying, is actually rising over the last few years. And that's very good for bondholders. That just provides additional assurance that they'll be paid their interest and their principal, you know, when due. The asset class in general is probably one of the safest historically. I guess maybe doesn't mean that past performance is no guarantee of future results, but these are our city, states, wastewater facilities, school districts, and basically they tend to be very conservative investments. They tend to not be very volatile over time. And as you said before, the interest that you receive is not subject, in most cases, to federal income tax,
right,
and in some cases, state income tax.
Yeah. Well, hold on. We're talking about the pure munis, because there are municipal bonds that are taxable.
That
but for
correct.
Our purposes here, let's just talk about the tax-free.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
So generally speaking, for an A-rated or a AA-rated muni, your yields, and it varies wildly depending on where the bond is issued from, and there's reasons for that we could go into, but you could expect to receive something on the order of, say, something 10 years and in would probably give you 1.5% to 2%, once again, tax exempt. So
yeah,
you're not going to ship a third of it away to the U.S. government. You kind of get to keep it all.
Mm-hmm.
10 years out, maturity to, say, 20 years, you know, you can get in the 2s and 2.5s area, you know, on those maturities. And once again, it all depends on who is the issuer. I think one of the things that we hear some about is that there are municipalities that get themselves in trouble.
Yeah.
And they overborrow. And if they're experiencing a downward trend in revenue, tax revenue, income tax revenue, it makes it more difficult for them to pay their debt. Right now, kind of a poster child for that is Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico, that is distressed at this point in time as the island Commonwealth tries to deal with a very heavy debt load. Generally speaking, there will be a resolution. The resolution tends to be some sort of reorganization. But I think unless you have nerves of steel and a lot of appetite for risk, I would avoid bonds from the island Commonwealth.
Yeah. If you're going to invest over there, you better really do your homework. You better really understand the situation. It's more than just a speculation. Which brings up the point, and I know we're kind of moving fast here, but for many years since I've been in the business, which is about 34 years now, there have been insurance companies which would insure bonds against default. MBIA, AMBAC, and other insurers were there to back up any problems that a municipality might get themselves into. And then there was a crisis in that market, and there are fewer insurance companies left, and being insured no longer gives a bond a AAA rating. Looking at Puerto Rico as an example, what is the differential between those bonds that are insured from Puerto Rico and those that are uninsured?
So there's really two insurers that have the lion's share of the exposure in Puerto Rico. One is a company by the name of Assured Guarantee, and the other one, as you mentioned, is MBIA. MBIA has been around for quite some time. And as you stated, these companies, they tended to wander a bit from just insuring municipal bonds where The default rate is less than 1% over very long time periods. It's a very safe profile. Mm-hmm. You're insuring something that almost never has a problem paying the interest and principal.
Right.
But in the case of those two, you can buy a Puerto Rico insured by Assured Guarantee bonds. And quite frankly, they tend to trade a lot better because there is a guarantee to pay the interest and principal when due mm-hmm. by these insurance companies. And quite frankly, it does make a difference. So Assured Guarantee gets a AA rating on its own. And of course, Puerto Rico's ratings are now down around, you know, single B or triple C. Mm-hmm. So consequently, it does make a difference having the insurance on a bond. And both of those companies can survive quite easily a default for Puerto Rico. So, you know, they're stress tested all the time. And quite frankly, even though municipal bond insurance isn't as highly rated quality-wise as it used to be, it still pays. And so even throughout 2008, 2009, mm-hmm. any default that was insured by AMBAC, American Municipal Bond Insurance Corporation, or MBIA, which was Municipal Bond Assurance Corporation, and then you have, obviously, Assured Guarantee. But all of the obligations that were insured, to my knowledge, were always paid if in default. So the insurance has actually worked.
The key here, Scott, though, and people need to understand this, is the insurance companies will pay when due. But if you have a 25-year bond, they'll pay you interest, but they won't pay you the principal amount until the bond matures. So they get to spread this risk out over a very long period of time as well. Is that correct?
Oh, that's absolutely right. Yeah. And remember that defaults resolve themselves. So an issuer would not stay in default generally 25 years if they have a problem, mm-hmm. which in the municipal world is incredibly rare. I mean, what we're talking about right now is less than 1% of all the issuers out there. But if they get in trouble, they reconstitute or reorganize mm-hmm. financially, and they will end up paying their obligations out into the future.
Yeah, and if they're paying at some less reorganized rate, then really the insurance company's got to make up the difference. Let's move on from that, because there's, I don't know how many billions or trillions of dollars worth of municipal bond debt outstanding. I want to know, if I own municipal bonds, whether I own it in a mutual fund or an ETF or I own the individual bond, what is the interest rate sensitivity for a bond that matures in 15 years, let's say, versus the interest rate sensitivity on a treasury bond with the same maturity? Are they about the same because of the math?
They are about the same because of the math if they are similarly rated. So remember that treasuries are still thought of as the safest mm-hmm. bond that people can buy. So if you're looking at a municipal general obligation bond that is AA or AAA rated, it would act just like a treasury if it had similar coupon and similar maturity.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what are the best ideas in a rising interest rate environment? If I'm a fixed income buyer, I can't get anything on my CDs, I'm in a relatively healthy tax bracket, and I want to consider municipal bonds, how do I do this without worrying that my bond values are going to decrease dramatically, or I'm going to miss out on much higher rates in the future? What are the best ways to do that?
Well, that's that's going to take a little bit of skill, because over the past 32 years or so, since 1982, we've been kind of in a one-way market.
Mm-hmm.
And that one way is lower interest rates, higher bond prices. As rates begin to trend upward, it tends to become a headwind for municipal bond or any bond value. And what happens is that, let's take, for example, if you own a 10-year treasury or a 10-year municipal, comes due in 10 years, if interest rates rise 100 basis points or 1% for all of us, normally speaking, 1%,
yeah.
which isn't a very big rise, right?
Mm-hmm.
The par value of that security will drop by approximately 7%. So
mm-hmm.
you'll have a bond that you could sell if you had to, at 93 cents on the dollar. So it is the effect of interest rates moving around on fixed income. But when interest rates are trended up, and we would suggest the next large move for interest rates won't be down, but frankly, it'll probably be up. The Federal Reserve is trying to go down that route.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, you need to be very careful about the maturities in your fixed income portfolio. The second thing is that if you own fixed income in vehicles such as ETFs, electronically traded funds, if you own them in open-end mutual funds, closed-end mutual funds, The problem that you get there is that there never is a day that you see maturity.
Yeah.
In other words, that risk is in perpetuity, and we call that duration risk. That duration risk is out there in perpetuity. When you own a bond, no matter what interest rates do, when the bond comes due, you get your money back and you get to redeploy it or reinvest it. So during times when you expect interest rates to rise, you want to advance your principal back as fast as you possibly can, because as rates are rising, you want your portfolio income to trail those rising rates as closely as it possibly can. And if you have all of your money locked up in 10 or 20 or 30 year bonds,
yeah,
your income simply is not going to trend up.
Well, this is the thing. The issue here, and we are running out of time, but the issue is, yes, your bond values will go down if interest rates rise, and if you hold them, you'll get your principal back. But the real problem is that you won't participate in the higher rates because you'll be locked into these very low rates for a very long time. And that, I think, is probably the biggest risk on a fixed income portfolio. My guest, Scott Collier, CEO and Chief Investment Officer of AAM. They are specialists in municipal bonds. And I'm sorry we're out of time, Scott, but we are. Thank you so much for joining us. And to find out more about the conversation, go to onthemoneyradio.org. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.
You're listening to On the Money with certified financial planner Steve Pomerantz. If you'd like information about guests, topics, or anything you hear on this program, call 866-MONEY01 or visit the show's website at onthemoneyradio.org.